Hey, welcome to Black Law, Bill and Gutton. Murumu here with you today. We're going to be talking about a few things, and I guess just talking about, the roles of elders, and, you know, it's been something that we've been talking about a lot in the office, in the streets. But
we are mentioning things like developing an international legal persona. Now, how many people can do this? Can Australia do that? They've got one, but it's a make-believe manifestation of colonialism.
Black Law Tribal Edition.
Hey, welcome to Black Law, Bill and Gutton. Murumu here with you today as we broadcast right across the planet thanks to the internet and our friends at Bumbaburra Media, 98.7 FM. We're just saying, wherever you are listening to the program, I hope you're doing well. You're enjoying the holidays that are coming up, or if you're on holidays already, congratulations. We've got Bumi, Yirralum and Gunyara in the studio today, and we're going to be talking about a few things, and I guess just talking about, the roles of elders, and, you know, it's been something that we've been talking about a lot in the office, in the streets. And Gunyara, I'll bring you in first there, brother. Some interesting things going on around the place, and the Yidinji Nation is moving forward. And without mentioning too many names, I guess that it's also attracting interest from other tribal nations across the oceans.
Yeah, it's such a brilliant day down here. How can we not enjoy the day and really spread the good word? It has. We're basically, our position paper's ready to come out. It's ready to be released. It'll be out very soon. But we are mentioning things like developing an international legal persona. Now, how many people can do this? Can Australia do that? They've got one, but it's a make-believe manifestation of colonialism. But when we talk about why we've done what we've done inside the position paper, the elders in there, you know, their wisdom going back many years. Now, when I say elders, by the way, I don't mean Aboriginal Australian. I definitely don't mean that. I mean those who are in their true capacity as not an Australian, but as a elder of the tribal nation that was there first. You know, like Yidinji was here first. And I always ask the question of everyone, who's on whose country? Is Yidinji on Australian territory, or is Australia on our territory? Who was here first and who's still got territory? Well, quite obviously, The Mabo case made it very clear that they can see a land title of some sort of the natives, which means the law of the natives is still there. That's why they call it native title. Not the gammon thing you get inside Australia. That world of native title in Australia gives you nothing because the judge says so. But when you look at that, so they're on our territory, yet we're not recognised at international law because the Aboriginal nation, like Yidinji, hasn't developed its international persona. Now, the elders, not the Australian one, the elders of the tribe, true capacity, nothing to do with Australian ID, nothing to do with native title, nothing to do with land council, none of that stuff, no PBC stuff. Them elders said, okay, we've got to develop a persona, our international persona, to be able to be recognised at international law. Now, this is important stuff. If you can't be recognised at international law, what's the good of trying to come back into your own world? Because Australia is going to try and be the boss. They think they're the boss. And all Australian citizens where Aboriginal Australians are. If you're being seen through an Australian identity, you're not talking for country. You can't speak for country. You're in the wrong capacity. So we're developing this persona to go forward to talk to other foreign tribes in other parts of the world that are recognised by things like maybe the like Canada, for example, or the, you know, New Zealand. We can talk to tribes there, but we want to develop our persona so that Canada can see us, or the United States of America can see us, or New Zealand can see us. This is very important stuff, because if we do that, then where's Australia? Where's the Commonwealth of Australia? It's got its legal persona. Where's its territory? Because this is an important part.
Yeah, I think it's to understand it. And people will see Australia versus New Zealand in the rugby or rugby league. But Yidinji could have its own team, for example, at an international. So it could play against Australia in the future, possibly. But how Australia tries and do it at the moment is they'll have an Indigenous round inside of Australia, and they're playing football inside of Australia. But this is the way the Yidinji nation is going. It can play against New Zealand, against Canada, and that's where we wear the colours there. Inside of Australia, they'll wear the black, red and yellow, maybe, or the red, white and blue, or the Torres Strait Islander colours, but we can't wear that here because the Yidinji nation's flag is orange, white and yellow, and the tribal shield and everything else is a different colour. But, I mean, we're talking about elders now and, well, chief minister and elder here. Bomi, that's an important thing. But Yidinji has to go overseas and tell everyone who they are and what they're doing.
Yeah. I'll get a little bit itchy, trust. Yeah, well, see, when Dixon came to Yarrawah in 73 or 72, Granddad Dix Moses and a few others from their dad, and see, when he wrote all this language and what Granddad Dix Moses told him, and he said, well, you will speak nothing else but Yidinji. And that's why he wrote that book. So now I say Yidinji held, I've been taught by Dad and by my mum about the Eremin tribe and about Yidinji. Jerry Juven married to a Jabbagai woman, but coming back to the Hyde family, to the Yidinji family, that see, that's I know about the tribe. I've been with Dad, with Mum, and I've been taught the right way. I don't want to hurt you too much, but I can, you know, because that's the truth. I know a lot, and I've been taking people around and showing them, you know, that it's a very good thing for me to be on this radio. I'm coming out all right now, but I still practice at home. And
well, let me ask you this, Uncle. You're coastal Yidinji.
Right.
You, as an elder, cover all the coastal area because there's no one else to stand up at your level. You have the most senior of the most senior blood lineage to law from dating back many, many years. So basically, it would be fair to say that you're the boss of this part of the world.
Yeah. And that's why I know my lot gone now. And I know I've got to move on, but some things that I turn back to because I'm only human. And when I go to these places, because talking on this radio, you're going to hear it, you know, that you can't play around with me, you know. That if you don't know, well, you don't know. And how I've lived that life and, you know, my sister and brothers, and we had a good time, but it was hard. But
Uncle, you respect that law, that old law. Yeah. You respect that one more than the Australian law.
That's right. Yeah, I respect the old law. And see, the teacher been teaching us, and I believe they were telling me lie, and I like Dad ways, and all his paintings. And see, Namajira, he done a good job. But Dad been talking about scrub, you know, it's on his shield. He done a bit of mark on the rock, but he never paint on the rock, you know. So he paint boomerang shield and that, so we won't give a port away. But Dad was very good, you know, and like this mobby there with me now.
Yeah, so there you go.
It's one of those things where there's a lot of things going on and that are a little bit, let's say, in Australia, you can do things that you can't do under tribal law. So, for example, it would be wrong for me to go to Bumi and say, this is my family tree here, can you change it? Can you change it and put my name up the top there and I come from this fellow over here and can you put that in so I can go and do that kind of thing? I'm not saying that's going on, but all I'm saying is that I can't do that, and I will never, ever do that, by the way. But the thing is that it's a very important thing to muck around with at Ganyara, and that's why when we talk here, we're talking from a government level, which is paper world, administration level. The tribal law stuff is very, very serious, and that's what I just want to remind everyone.
Well, let me say this. You can go and say you're this. Oh, I am this. No more. The whole mob must understand who's there. So, you know, To go and change genealogy, for example, that's a big, big no-no. And it's actually, I understand the tribal law, that would be capital punishment. Not corporal, not just a bashing. That's capital punishment because you're going against the spirits and the law. Now, under tribal law, if I come along and say, oh, I'm boss, if you haven't got the rest of the mob backing you up at tribal law, then that's capital punishment. So you can't change the genealogy. You can't change in Yidinji law, for example, and I know this one very well, it's men, the senior men of that area, that canton, that speak for country, not someone halfway down the genealogy tree, not someone who come Johnny come lately. It's got to be followed down the most senior male line who's still alive to this very day and where the law is respected. So, but I'm just saying this, Yidinji is an example. Some are a matriarchal tribe where the women speak. But in this part of the world, if I was to say, you know, uncle, I'm more senior than you because, you know, I said so, that'd be wrong. That under tribal law, that's definitely wrong. And I can't change that genealogy. And he's got every right to call the tribe together. You know, we went to the fighting ground, that court area. And that fighting ground is very, is there for a reason. What happens on them fighting ground is that court area, all them young fellas stand up with spear. They've been brought in, the best spear throwers are brought in by coastal mob. And they tell me, boy, you run across there. If you get to the other side, you're free to go, but you're banished. But if you don't get across because of the spears that are going to be thrown, capital punishment applied. So those areas, they are more than sacred areas. People have died on them because they've broken law. And that's why breaking genealogy law is so powerful. Don't ever, I warn everyone across Australia, don't break the old laws that are out there. Now, we understand from up the top, like Uncle, for example, we understand the marriage laws. We understand the genealogy laws. We understand who speaks for country. And if I was to come down here and say, oh, look, Uncle, I think someone else more bigger than you, that'd be wrong. I would face punishment. But I know who speaks for country down here and how he speaks for country and why. So the rest of the group, the rest of the nation is supporting Uncle to speak for this part of the world. So it's the collective that recognise that, not just one group in it.
I think it's sorry, Colin, I was going to ask you this question about we're not talking about this to put people down.
No.
I think it's very important that the law from a long time ago is here to protect the society, to protect the future generation, to protect the Yidinji Nation for a long time to come. And we know where that law been come from. It came from the creator, Gaibra. So we know that the law is sacred and the law is, it sits here to protect everyone. So we're not saying, oh, we're better than you because we're under the Yidinji government. We're not saying that at all. But what we are saying is that the law is there that has enabled this Yidinji government now to go to the rest of the world and tell them that Yidinji is back for business and they want to look after country proper way.
See, like in my, in me now, like, well, one gribble came to Yarrabah to rescue. See, Dad said, you just got to stand up there. Well, we get this way and your appearance as a big team, Dad. So Dad told Gribble to go. Gribble got a mini-mini. Teach him how to say all English. Said, you show me them camp. It took him about 8 months or something to go around in Yarrabah. And see, Dad would look after them there. If Dad never say anything, Min Minnie and Gribble could have cleaned them all up there. You know, there's no big thanks for the Ides family. But, well, I can say that, you know. That's why he got Min Minnie. Min Minnie allowed to, he had three wives. You know, well, in a tribal way, you can have, you know, but he was given the pride, you know. So, you know, pride comes before a fall. He didn't shield him, shield here. He still can't beat me. I know what it all means, you know, because I've been taught, you know. And sometimes I feel frightened and walk about, but I might get hit because you don't know what I know. And he didn't, you can't beat it, you know, because I'm alive here, you know. Yeah,
that's beautiful. And, you know, we all hear because for whatever reason, at this very point in time in the history of the whole planet, we're here talking now. And that is a design from, you can't make that up. That's right, you can't. And we know that God or Gaibra, creator, is behind that, you know. Mm. So it's very, very interesting how it's all panned out. But it's now the time to talk truth now, Aganyara, and I think that's a very important thing, what we're saying now, not to prop ourselves up and say we're better than anyone else, but it really is about the protection of everyone that wants to live on this land.
Well, look, a tribe will die when all the tribal law goes. Guess what? Australia's got your country. You will own nothing. If you let the tribal law die, it's the tribal law that empowers the Yidinji government to be here. It empowers all the Aboriginal nations to come back and do their thing. It's the tribal law. And look, it's pretty tough law. I tell you right now, if you don't understand tribal law, like I said, if I come down here and try and boss the offal around, I get punished. Not him. The tribe should be getting behind him and saying, hey, that cheeky young fellow been come down here and did the wrong thing. Let's punish him. He's got to get punishment. I have to accept the punishment that comes, especially at this level. It happens all around the tribes, all around Australia. And they're tribal nations, by the way, because of their law. Their law has been there forever and a day. First in time, still there today. That's why they recognise native title. The natives have title under law that's not Australian. So if you want to be inside Australia and get some native title determination and get some PBC pennies and trinkets in a little gaudy beads and rubbish, you get a blunt axe, that's, well, you're entitled to do that. As humans, we have a right. We got a choice to make. We can choose to stay in Australia, or we can choose to go back to our tribal law, or we can choose to be seen in both. Remember, it's about legal identity. So, sadly, most people are very undereducated on this. But
yeah, I think it's we know that if we're talking about Kungai or anyone else, we know the families and they know who they are. We don't have to tell them who they are or anyone from Aranda country or wherever. But it's the piece of paper that they're using and expressing their law through is a foreign law. So the whole purpose behind the Yidinji government is to create an office where all the tribal men and women can come in and express themselves inside this office. And, you know, that's what we're building. And you don't have to come in here or you know, it's everything you said about choice, brother, is true. But that's why you're here, Bumi, and others are here now coming in. Gurubalam, you know, Jiren, we know who these people are because they identified in their tribal capacity and through their legal persona. But they also go back into another world outside when they leave this place. They go and drive a car or do this. But they're using the office to come in to keep that law alive. And that's the most important thing now for the young people to listen and to have a think about is that, you know, it's just topping up that empty. That cup is going to get nearly empty, but you want some more tea, you fill them up a little bit more. And that's what this office does for the law. It just keeps it going and going and going. And it's doing a good job. And, yeah. You know, it's open for all the people here. And if you're living in the different parts on the territory, then that's okay too.
See, sovereignty is the answer. The Mal people wasn't sovereignty, but that word, and I was using, I didn't do Murray Way, but we got that word sovereignty now, and that's good. So I've been around with a union again at my Uncle Dan. Went to Winton and Longridge and right down to Millicent, right down the bottom, there were any dingo. Oh, not anyway, then. Gulfville made the storm boy there. Talking to a few people there. The only place I could meet them in a pub. I said, oh, well, I'll go look around, and I saw a couple of people there. See, sovereignty is the answer for us when you're a traditional owner in Australia, you know. You need to come in, or how we're going to get you in. You see, them old people and that shield, they're my wall. That's where the power come from. I'm just going to say something yet. I know we had all these fellas fighting for land rights, but they're not my... I love them and I respect them now, or whatever I can say, that they're not my wall. My father and mother and all them lot doing corroboree, and they're my wall. They're my power. They're my light, you know. I know God there, but coming back to this tribal thing now, that I've got these lot here now with me and Anjara and Yurlam and Murumu and Sun over here, and that we're on this hairway now, that these fellas been fighting for land. That's all right, but there wasn't my war. See, sovereignty with Dad and them, that's where it is there. I know they couldn't fly around and all that, but they showed them where they are, you know. We're still here, and
Well, that appearance is very important, as you said, Colin, and I think, Gunyara, coming back to what we were talking about, is that it is that appearance in this world, because that's the real world we're talking about now. Australia, and even to a certain extent the Yidinji government, is gammon, is paper. There's no law in Australia on that piece of paper. It's somebody else's law, because the only law here we're talking about is through Bumi and all the other family members on the coast and the tableland. That's the one that they kept alive, even though Cairns is celebrating 150 years next year of being here. What's that, you know? What is 150 years? I mean, just amongst us here, we're even older than that if we put our ages together. And so I think that's a very important thing, in a good way, to remind people that this is your office too. And come and talk and learn about it, because it is the solution, as Uncle was saying. Sovereignty is the way.
Well, look, we can stay in Australia, but where did the law of Australia come from? England. It came from the UK. Come over here, and it made Australia. Now, is that the right one, or would you rather go back to a law that was here first and is still here? Or you mean, we should be not being Australian, we should go back to our tribal law and develop our legal identity there, and you haven't lost your country to Australia. They just sat on your country, and Australia has no right to sit on your country. They come here illegally, unlawfully. They don't have any way to say that this is their country. That's why they talk about, let's keep the natives. We'll give the natives a few little, we'll give them a Toyota inside a PBC. We'll give you a native title. You don't own the land. You can go and camp on it for 2 weeks at a time. No more. You know, you can just go and camp there, and we'll give you a Toyota, and we'll give you some money to sit in a PBC, and just all gammon stuff. And I've noticed a few things, that there's a couple of Indigenous-owned businesses that have gone belly up lately, you know, being sold off. One in the centre of Australia, one bit north of us. They got sold off to an American company. So did you really own that business under Australian law? Of course you didn't. You don't own anything under Australian law. You've walked away from your country, and when you walk away eventually till there's no law left, Australia just claimed the whole lot. But this is where we made the change. I said years ago, no more. We're coming back to law that recognises Bumi down here as the very, very senior lawman. We can't dispute that fact. He is top-tier lawman today down here.
You're listening to Black Law Tribal Edition right across the planet today, thanks to Bumabipra Media and our friends at NERS, the National Indigenous Radio Service. If you're listening inside of Australia, it's via that mechanism. We'll be back after the break.
What's up, you mob? It's Miss Kinana, and you're listening to Bumabipra Media. Oof, let's go. A black Britney Spears.
I'm a deadly. Yes, welcome back to the show. I guess it's nearly that time of the year where everyone sort of packs up and goes, and I think it's a good time to reflect too, because obviously people think about New Year's resolutions and all that kind of stuff. And Yirralum, I know that Uncle's had his fifth anniversary as a government minister. 5 years ago, he started off as the Minister for Cultural Affairs and Police, and he still holds those portfolios, and now he's the Chief Minister. And, you know, I think the longer we go down this track, the more real it becomes in terms of the international recognition and the opportunity to work with that community to make Yidinji great on that international scale.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it continues to amaze me. You know, this is coming up to my fourth year here, and it's incredible the amount of international support that continues to present itself and enable Yidinji to move forward in the modern sense of, you know, all the different technologies that are available is one way. But, of course, you know, the international recognition is another way, just by the fact of, you know, communicating with us and us with them. So that's really valuable. You know, I quite often think back to the time before I started here, and, you know, you have Gunyara there mentioning about Australia. And for me, before starting here, Australia described country. It described a place on the globe, in the world. And yet it's not. That's not really the true description. You know, you've got more than 250 different tribal groups that would describe their country, and that would be the correct description. But Australia is really like having tracing paper put over a map. You know, they trace the outline of this continent that belongs to more than 250 tribal nations, and it's not real. It doesn't exist. There is no earthly place called Australia. It's only written down on paper, and that's what we keep reminding people, that the only true power comes from your tribal position, from your law, and that's the only one that really matters.
Yeah, and that's a true story, because Australis is a Latin name. Terra Australis Incognito was the words that we learned at school, the great southern land, the unknown southern land, or something like that. And but that's not a Yidinji word. Yeah, Yabunji or you know, Bulumba, you know, these things, home and land and all those beautiful things that we come to learn, that's the name for this place. Yitti, you know, all the language names for the territory, the landmarks. It's not Cairns, I'm sorry to say. People call it Cairns, that's fine, but that's not the original name.
That's Australian. Oh, by the way, that's British. You know, let's be fair about this. Australia is a manifestation of colonialism. It's still here. It's acting contrary to the charter of the UN. But why do they want us there? Why do they want us inside Australia? So that we forget our law. And remember, the law, the ancient old law, is the power to us, to the Yidinji government. If that old law had died, we'd have no right to reform a government because we'd have no legal identity. This is why they want you to come to Australia and forget about your old laws, because when we go to there, we can't recognise our tribal law. We're not allowed to recognise it, which is a very serious issue that I can see coming around Australia right now. When these old elders pass away knowing the law, they go, what about them young generation? Who's going to learn the law off them old fella when they're too busy being inside Australia, getting some money from Australia? And that's where you've got to earn money to live. You've got to have money in Australia to live. There's no two ways about that. But the young generation just can't see the need yet why they must learn the old law, because you know, when you tell them, when that law goes, you've got no talk for country ever again. You're going to be Australian like everyone else, and you're going to be trespassing on your own country. And this is where they can take you away under land council laws, you know, or these PBC. You know, you get a note of title determination. You can camp for 2 weeks in one place. Hang on, if it's your country, you can live there forever and a day. No more. It's the Australian identity that's trespassing, and you have let your ability to make your own identity go. So we must keep them old law alive by getting the old people to hand down the law to the younger generation.
And, you know, tribal law is not an easy thing. You know, it's because it's devalued by the majority of the people and the world, because they've walked away from things, or they were displaced or murdered for it, you know. It's a very difficult life to live. When you look, like, we're talking about bush life and living off the land and all them things, and tribal law. I mean, you were made to do all them things when you're younger, you know, Colin. Like, so if Australia or anyone else around the world, because it's not just here, if they make it easier for young people to stay there and not learn the tribal law, then that's how that system works. And but we're not accepting that. And you know, Bumi and there's many other elders too. And you know, they are doing a wonderful work. They're looking after family and a lot of cultural obligations, even though that's expressed inside of Australia, they're still practicing law, but it's at that official level now we're talking about. That's where this government is making it now, so it'll never be lost. In a sense, people can see it when they see a Yidinji identity badge or something else that we create in this office. That's so the whole world goes, what's that? Because it's not a Queensland one. It's not an Australian one. But tribal law is tough life, Colin. And, yeah. I know you went through all that when you made to get water and go hunt and this and... Mm.
See, today now we're in concrete jungle. Yeah. A city that we know, Gimoy. And it's life that we live like we can give welcome to country. And somebody said, oh, they'll shake the tree, you'll fall out. I said, I'm not interested in that. I said, this is my home, you know. We get all these words and saying, and it doesn't mean anything to me. Okay, I use some of that thing too. Or what comes around goes around. And, you know, some of these things are really good too. But when you live that life, see, and you come from them life, it's rich, you know. It's, you get strange. People come today, they go boarding this place, they jump out of the building and they hit themselves. And there's a few buildings that I went to in Harbourside that do things wrong when they're running out of money, you know. See, like, we've been teaching, Dad taught us about when it's not payday, it's payday now, it's ration day, and, you know, this and that. And I don't want to talk too much because you might get some off me because, you know, I need to know. You're going to give me some too out there, you know. People like to say, oh, all right, yeah, listen to what he's saying. But these shields, I'm not going to tell you what they mean and what is on it, you know. I'm going to hold that. You know, yeah.
Well, that's passing it on to people who are going to do the same like you, walk the same way as you. And, you know, there's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
A lot of young people who want to know this. They're sick for that other world. They're a bit slack, you know, for it. And then, Yara, that's the other thing too. Like, there is a really, in the world that's the other world we're talking about is falling apart. And we often talk about how punishing it is for, like, Aboriginal people living inside of Australia, for example, jailed, children taken away, all that kind of stuff. And that's where we're saying that the law here is to protect that from not happening, to make that doesn't happen. But it's very difficult if they don't have that Yidinji identity to show to everyone, to the rest of the world, hey, we're coming under this law right now. I'm showing you this card here.
Think about what I just said about on a native title determination. There's homeless people everywhere. I mean, literally, it's rampant up here in North Queensland. It really is. Why is the Aboriginal people who had a native title determination handed to them only allowed to be on their country 2 weeks at a time? Why? It's their country. Number one, you've been seen through the wrong legal identity. That Australian world is crashing. It is collapsing. Things like homelessness is rampant. Well, you didn't have a homeless in the old day. You know, you go back to the old law for the last 50, 60,000 years. You know, let's go back 10,000. We'll just keep it very simple. For the last 10,000 years, when did Yidinji become homeless? You mean only 50 years ago? What was that? What was protecting Yidinji up until then? They had home everywhere, but then Whitefella come along, the British law come along, and made them homeless on their own country. And now they're saying you can only be 2 weeks on your country. Give me a break. There's something wrong with that system.
True. I mean, if you can imagine, like, if you had a big fight with your woman at that time, you can just walk away and go and build another camp somewhere. But now you got to go sign up for this housing and get over here and go court or all those things, you know.
Yeah,
but
just coming back to the word court, you know. They want to stop us from this, or you're doing wrong, or you, they grab you and put you in jail, and you got to learn about their system. I used to be a policeman in Yarraba, that you got to learn their way, you know. And at the back of my mind, I said, all right, this is how it goes, eh? And yeah, you got to learn their way. You chuck your things away. I said, oh, gosh, what is the world going to come to in them time, you know? Yeah. Well, about a good 35 then. I thought, oh, boy, watch out. But now it's coming out in the open now, you know.
Well, it's
their
even
wrong stuff. Yeah.
Sorry, it's even on a TV show. You know that Lone Sheriff TV show?
Yeah.
And he had that Indian fella on the horse. I don't know, I can't remember his name. But that's the same story all over the world. You got that law and you got the original law.
Yeah.
And one got gun and the other one got bow and arrow or spear or... You know, so it's not just here; it's everywhere, and that's the hard thing. But it makes it doesn't mean we give up. That's the whole point. We're not giving up at all.
It's yep.
See, like from Redlink now, right through Bavinda and around Yarraba, Dad and them put the language up. You know, and that's a big thing that you know. You will speak nothing else but Yidinji and them dance. And them painting on them shield, you know, and wangal and spear, you know, kalk and all that, vibra, hookal stick and all them things. I can't give too much, but I want to thank Murmur, Ganjara, Yurlam and Sonny Edit. They really got the right man with them now, and I think I'll ever leave them. They spun me out too much, but that's good.
Hey, shut up.
Yeah, I guess that's the other thing too, Yerlam, there. Knowing that there are families and that support us, obviously, the family started all these things before we got involved, so that's the most important part, that the eldership structure was the one that created the government. Like, you and I didn't create it, for example. We work here, but we work for the nation, and that's a wonderful thing that what Colin just said then about that we're under his wing and the families, because it's not about how much money we're getting paid, because we work for free here, but it's about the right thing and doing it because of the future and because it's truth. And God did put Yidinji people here and all the other tribes here too. We're not just saying Yidinji number one all the time. That's not right. But what we're saying is that when you understand who would make this planet and the trees and the humans and everything else on it, that's where the law comes from.
Yeah, the terminology that you just used, you know, the right thing or the right way, you know, that's something that I was fortunate to grow up with here and hear that terminology. And, you know, admittedly that, you know, if you look at the LAW structure of, say, a place like Australia, where, you know, doing the right thing is all to do with written law, but in a cultural sense, the right way is actually a spiritual law. You don't think about it. You're not reading it. You feel it. You know what the right thing is to do. And for me, fortunately, I was born on this country. And as Uncle was just talking about, you know, his dad in the area, that the part of the areas where he was born and growing up in, you know, what Australia calls Red Lynch, but it's actually, I've got this right, Uncle, Jangara. Yep, that's where I live right now, and it's very special to be on this country and to do the right way. There isn't any other way to do it but the way we're doing it. You can't live in Australia and not know the past. You know, to live in your only in your lifetime and not know what the history of this area is, you're not doing the right way. You're doing it the opposite of that.
Yeah, Ganyara, I think that's wonderful. In that, you know, the Tableland Mob and Coastal Mob are well behind this. And, you know, like I keep saying that story about, you know, I am Johnny Come Lately to this scene, but to be accepted as by the families and that and adopted in as well, you know, that's a very big honour for me and my family. And but we don't abuse that trust, you know. I think it's a very important thing that we respect everybody, even people who are not from here, who talk, you know, from other tribal circles. You know, it's not the first place I've been adopted into. I've got other names and different things elsewhere as well. And that's also a blessing. And I always have an obligation to help them as well, which is why, and that's the original way, really. Like, you know, we got extended families, and when you marry into somewhere, or you still got them obligations still when you meet them, even though you're not with that woman or she might have passed away or whatever, you still got connection there. You got to help them when you see them and all that stuff. And that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, you're talking about a moral compass now. Oh, that's a bit dangerous, because Australia doesn't have a moral compass. The tribe had moral compass, you know, where they, like, someone got shipwrecked out the front here. And there's stories of that. Don't worry about that. They've been get shipwrecked out here. And they come in, they got fed, they got looked after, they got clothed, they got, you know, they lived the Aboriginal life. They really did live the life. The Aboriginal people didn't kill them because you're invading country. That's a moral compass, looking after the fellow humans. Black, white, brindle, it doesn't matter. And this is part of what Yidinji has learned over the years. What are we going to do with the Australians when, as we move forward in this treaty process? And it's coming, I can assure you now, it's getting closer and closer. Not the state-based treaty rubbish, none of that rot. The proper, you know, to let the Australians be on our country, because we're not on their territory, they're on our territory. So what are we going to do with all them Australians? We've got to work a way forward to let the Australian citizens be here on our country and work together. You know, we're not going to starve them to death. We're not going to do British stuff. We're not going to do we'll put them in, banish them into a useless little corner. You see, that's what with these missions, that's what they're about. So you're talking about moral compass now of respecting fellow humans, the human being, not the legal identity, the human being. So there are people, but they are all too busy being an Australian. They've walked away from their law, so they've lost their moral compass, in my opinion. But they've got to come back to it. There's undereducated is the proper way to say, you know. You can't say dumb, stupid, or anything else. These poor people have been, when you go to the missions, were you allowed to speak language? Oh, no, you're being forced to speak English, and you got to respect, you know, Gribble. Look at the way they done Minmini Bridge down here, the overpass. Minmini done a lot of harm to Yidinji people. Yet the white fella can put his name up on a bridge down here. We give him accolades of, here he is, the Minmini overpass. That's a disgrace. That there is insulting to Yidinji. Every time I see that, you go, oh, that's an insult. But that shows the Australian moral compass. That one there, he went over and let the white fella have his way to cause great harm to Yidinji people. Yet they respect him enough to put his name on a bridge. How insulting is that?
Yeah, I think history all around the world is just a common practice, you know. And when we were talking about before 150 years of Cairns being established, I wonder if they're going to talk about Bones Knob and Skeleton Creek, where they chopped the heads off the elders and put them on spikes. Smithfield, there's Davies Creek, all these massacre sites. I don't think that's going to get a lot of attention, but that's what we never forget those things. And there's a lot of hurt there still. And when you were talking to the different mobs about that, you can hear it, you know. And hearing other mobs talking about it too, like not just Yidinji, other people from down south, and they got their own stories about that. So, yeah, it's good to celebrate these things too, but at the same time, we need to talk about what's true. And that's what we're here to. We help solve these issues that are quite complex. And, whether it's an overpass or a name of a creek or, you know, that's how that world works. You're right. But that doesn't mean our mob are like that. And so we want to make sure that that leadership is still there. And the young ones coming through listening to this show, we really do hope that you learn about these things and you listen and dig around a bit in terms of your where your power is, because you have a role and a function in the society to do something. It might be burying the dead, it could be this, it could be that, hunting and fishing, but you have a job to do, so do it well and build the nation and make it powerful. And that's all I can say, really, because I'm very limited in what I can say. People know that I don't have bloodline Yidinji, that's fine. So I'm very limited to what I can say. I can only go so far. That's why Kalna's here. That's why other people are here. And that's a very important thing, Ganyara.
It sure is. And what I'll say to everyone, you know, look, we're getting close to the end of the show again, but I want to remind all the young people, the younger generation, go and talk to them old fellas. Go and talk with them. Say, hey, look, Granddad or Dad, what about tribal law? You need to know it. You need to learn it. Otherwise, it's going to die out. You know, look, we don't have much longer on earth, you know. Be real. You talked about our collective years was greater than 150 years. I think it was getting closer to 300, to be honest, you know, when I start to add them up. We're getting a bit long in the tooth. So the younger generation need to come forward to them old people and learn. They've got to approach the old people. Look, the old people know the law and they want to hand it on, but the young one's got to be willing, you know, to learn this. So no good just talking to a deaf post, you know. I'll listen for one story and then I'm all happy, but those young ones must go forward, because the real authority lies there. If you like Australia so much to want to be in Australia, you need to know this stuff to settle the past for Australia and secure the future for Australia and your tribal nation. But you need to talk to the old fellas before they go.
Yeah, that's good. And, in the tribal sense, the young people did go hunting and fishing too. They learned from the old people, and the old people used to say, well, you got to get me that too. And the young people are really good at technology and using computers and things like that, and that's where we'd find it beneficial in the office too, where they can come and support us. But I think the other thing that I really wanted to put across there is that if you're listening to the show, and you're obviously from this area, that at any point in time you can come and talk to us, and you can record all your family histories here and the information that you want. I'm not going to keep it here, but I'll make a copy for you and I'll delete it. And I think that's a very important thing too. So you can hold that knowledge in a way that you might want to pass it on to your children or whatnot. But that's a good thing. Yerulam, I'll bring you on about. They're the things that if you're coming back into this world, people often ask us, what can I do? Because maybe they feel like they don't have enough whatever it is, power or skill. But these are simple things that can be done to help keep genealogy or stories, even like, you know, funny stories, and just have them there so people can use it in the future as a reference point. Because the good thing about Gribble and Dixon, I'm not saying what they did was right or wrong, but we still got something now that was written down and recorded, those interviews with the mole people and that. And even that black and white movie, Kalna, that's a good thing. So we can do that here as well and document your family history, but you might get to keep it.
Yeah, of course, because when that happens, you have the possibility of that them choosing to share that if they want to with others, but also the intermixing of stories, you know, when things start to cross over. I sit down in so many conversations where I listen to the incredible memory where my friends can explain their genealogy. But when you do it with more than one person, when multiple people are doing that, then you find connection. And it's that connection that is the most important thing for us all. And that's one of the most valuable parts of it.
Yeah, I like it. I won't say where, but when I went there and we did a song through country, and one mob took us and sing, go, different story. But that connection, and it's like a big jigsaw puzzle. And that song lines makes up a story, and it goes from all the way in Central Australia all the way up to the top in Zenit Cares, you know, up in the Torres Straits. And so there's all these beautiful stories and songs and that are there. And you know, Yidinji is no different, and I just find that a wonderful experience in certain parts where I was, you know, privileged to be part of that. And you see, you get to understand the country a lot more through tribal law, and that's a wonderful thing. Anyway, we're listening to the show, Black Law Tribal Edition. We'll be back after the break with some final comments, and we'll see you soon.
Hello, my name is Andrew. And I'm from Arnhem Land, my band called Andrew Guru Band, and you're listening to BBM 98.7.
Yeah, well, you know, if you celebrate Christmas, good on you. And if you don't, that's okay too. But we know that Gaiabara is God, and if you believe in Jesus, well, that's the right thing for us as well. We believe in Jesus, that he's a the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and because that's another song line. When you talk about connecting story, that's a story from another tribe that had been come here, and I firmly believe that is true. And Yerulam, I'll start with you about I don't believe that Jesus was born in December, but all I'm saying earlier I spoke to about at this time of year people think about change, what they're going to do in their life in 2026, that kind of stuff. And, you know, what's your message?
Yeah, well, you know, from the perspective of the weekly show that we do, the message remains the same. We are here to support all the other tribal groups of this country, and more than welcome to make contact and support whatever way is needed so that they can follow their own path of sovereignty.
Yeah, that's good. And Kalna, I'll get you to say a few words before we head off.
Yeah, Uncle Lee, I want to thank all you lot who fought for land rights, and but I think I was just a bit higher in that sense with Dad, you know, like the shields and the law of this land, Yidinji land and your land, that Meditate. I'm a good talk. I'm down to try bringing out real good, you know. I'm getting it all right, and sometimes I just have a little break. But I want to say thank you a lot for taking that lead a long time ago. And well, I used to be around you a lot too, but it's just too much for me now. I'm going to break loose, you know. Let it out and unhold the truth about law and, you know, about our things, you know. Yeah, I want to thank you a lot and thank my lot here, all you dingy lot here, that's good we get on this radio. You know, we never bought poison on our land, and we put fruit and hunting and all that, you know. But not all these things came now. When I look, it's going, you know. When I see a new building come up, I said, oh, this place is going. See, like Cairns, it's the fellow that really hit us, you know. This place called Gimoy. And a lot of people put the language name in. Red Lynch, White Rock, and Gordon Bell, and Babinda. They're all good names, and we need to get these names back too. Okay, well, have a good day, and God bless you lot.
Kanyara, it's always wonderful to talk about these things, and, you know, the older you get, the more you realise that how valuable this knowledge is. And, like, when I was young, I didn't really worry about it too much, and that's, you know how we say that young people got to get involved? That's true, but at the same time, when you're young, you want to do things. You're chasing cars and women and this, that, and the other, you know. There's all these other things that go through your mind, and so I guess I wanted to just reiterate that we're not having a go at anyone there or putting ourselves up higher than anyone else, and it's far from the truth. We love yous all, and we just, you know, we do this because, like I said, for us it's the right thing to do. It's to protect everyone and to keep that law going. And, yeah, I think it's a very exciting thing for us, and it's very, very, like when we go home, like today, it's like we even though we don't get paid for it, it's like job satisfaction.
Oh, it sure is. You know, you try and encourage the young fellas in. You got to show them a reason why they should come in. But as we do this, we're putting ourselves up as a test case. You know, let's run some scenarios and see what happens. And we got a few things going on with that. We put our name up for a thing recently, an international. Till it comes out, yeah. We put our name up and said, look. We'll run the scenario. We'll run the test case. Let's try us and see what happens, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, because we've created the necessary instruments, you know, the government and all its stuff, to go forward into this new, brave new world that no one's ever done yet. It's because the tribal elders are back at the time and said, look, we need to move forward. We've got to get out of this stuff. And the young fellas that come to those meetings are starting to understand the reason why they've got to learn the law. Why do they have to learn this ancient old law? Because we've got to sort out the mess that the white fella made, that the Australians made, the British made when they come here. You know, so we've got to sort that out and respect all the other human beings that are on our country. So the reason you've got to learn this stuff is don't let it die. You can't let it die because that'll be the end of your land. You will have walked away completely from your land. So how do you encourage the young fellas in? Give them a reason why. You've got to show them why. And this is what Yidinji's doing. We're running these scenarios to show these young people, look, you come in. This is what can happen for your mob. So it's a great learning lesson for all of us. None of us know everything, and you know, we just got to keep moving forward